thanks so much for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to talk about the principle of balance.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. Hey, we want to talk to those of you who have found it challenging to show and reflect the value you believe your house or your property has to the marketplace and help them understand that it's worth paying for.
Well, it's an interesting thing because there's such a thing. It's called the principle of balance. It's a concept that appraisers work with. It's a concept that you and I both work with. It is possible to have a property that is out of balance. Too much improvement for the site, for the lot, or too little improvement for a whole bunch of lot.
Now, an easy example of that would be a four-bedroom, one-bath home with, say, 3,000 square feet. That one bath is overload, so right now you've got a problem there where you've got too many people living in the house, likely, for every other use, except the bathroom is the commodity.
And that's an interesting concept. You're either going to develop a very high pain threshold, or you're going to have to, let's back away from that one. It is interesting. Take the same situation with a duplex on a one-acre lot, and you're unable to, because of zoning restrictions, you would be unable to build maybe on the rest of the lot. Well, you're going to be paying an awful price for the extra land relative to the rent that's going to be pulled in by the two units. And so the cap rate or whatever measurement that you have for productivity is going to be out of balance.
I recently saw a duplex just in that scenario where there's a lot of land attached to it that may be going into the urban growth boundaries. Maybe. So the seller says, now I'm going to sell it. I'm going to sell it as if it already is in the urban growth boundaries.
Of course.
A potential they think that they can cash out on.
I want to get paid for next year's potential. I want to get paid for potential 10 years down the road. And the buyer, of course, says, well, I see potential, but unless I see benefit today, I'm buying real estate today because of its capacity to generate income in the near future, not 50 years from now. It would be nice if it was there, but I'm not going to be around 50 years from now.
So it's great to get an expert like Bob on the scene or myself for residential real estate to understand what you can do to appeal to a greater audience, take advantage of what you do have, and make sure you have all the flex you can in your marketing when you go to sell it because you've got the balance you need on that property.
Well, the most important thing is know what you have. What's going to be a decent offer? You may have a concept, and I can tell you, hey, this ain't going to sell right around this zone. If you get an offer in that range, you better be paying particular attention.
I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.